Michael, back for another Season 4 LEGO Masters exit interview on my podcast, Talk Bricks Masters. And this is perhaps the biggest exit interview podcast yet. If you haven't yet watched the episode, Episode 6, the Is It Brick Challenge, you're definitely going to want to bounce and come back when you're done. And of course, you're also going to want to listen to our episode breakdown with Season 2's Moto and Brian, which was a ton of fun. I said this was a big exit interview, and it's because I have both the 5th and 6th teams eliminated from the competition. Plus, if you watch the episode, you'll remember Stacy was the special guest, and she's also a special guest here, as I was able to interview her before the episode aired just to get her thoughts on being back. Just as always, I'll be back next Saturday with the Episode 7 breakdown with another panel of your favorite former LEGO Masters contestants. So be sure to stay subscribed to make sure you don't miss that. And with so much to cover and all that out of the way, let's jump into my exit interview with Aubrey and Ryan.
Hey, Aubrey and Ryan. So good to be talking to you. Obviously, wish it was under different circumstances, but you should be very proud at what you were able to do on the season. My main question obviously is around this episode. You know, we saw Amy come up to you and sort of give you that advice. You know, if it's the most important part of the build, you should probably work on it sooner. Like, talk to us about just sort of what was going through your head, maybe even post that conversation, knowing that, you know, you're already well, you know, along into the build and it's hard to pivot and all that sort of stuff. Just talk to us about sort of how it all went, you know, from your perspective.
I would say we were more, even though on the, in the moment we said we're more concerned about the screen, I think ultimately we knew the back was going to eat up a bunch of time. And sure, what we didn't want is to have a very, very basic, not accurate back, which again, you'd think, well, the front's going to be the part that is shown, right? And it was one of those things where we thought we had given ourselves plenty of time, but ultimately when it came to, we built the front of the TV on like one giant, we made a bunch of plates, we hooked a bunch of plates together, and then we were going to just push it on. Mm-hmm. Because we were very limited with the type of gray brick slopes to actually make a curved screen. And so we were kind of stuck with having a very janky looking screen or make it flat. And so we kind of committed to, we're going to make it flat because with the gray options of slopes, we're not going to be able to make something that actually looks good. And ultimately, I got too caught up in trying to make the corners of the TV look how the TV did, because it's a very unique shape.
Yeah.
And I was so close looking at it for like an hour and a half. Aubrey was like, hey, that doesn't look right. And so then we finally backed up with like 30 minutes left. And I was like, oh, shoot. I had my blinders on. And then I got super stressed and didn't know what to do. And that kind of led to that. But Obs, what are your thoughts?
I think for us, if I can remember right, we weren't like too concerned about the front, being honest, which is ironic because that's what got us out. But it's really what Ryan said, that back was just complicated. And, you know, even Alex and Lewis that were next to us were like, hey, like that screen's looking a little, you know, too tall. And I was like, see, I'm telling you. Anyways, I don't really know, because it was so stressful. And, you know, Ryan, I feel Ryan's stress. Aww. And then, you know, that screen started to crack when we had maybe like 5 minutes left. And I was like, don't touch it. Just walk away. Like, stop touching it. Just let it go. Like, let it be. But yeah, I mean, if we could go back, we'd probably start the front first, finish the back. So.
Yeah, well, because the front also had a lot of intricate lines where the trim of the red was at a different like height as the box. And so we didn't want it to just be seamless, because in reality, there was this tiny little 1-inch trim that was like one plate thick, like in compared to the box. And so the fact we were able to at least create that, but then again, you can't connect the corners because it's Lego isn't a perfect system to get right on, and especially with that much time. So you could see the gaps, but ultimately, like, we were proud of the screen, like the TV itself, but just the shape of the screen. I think if we would have made it more square, I think we could have gotten away with a flat brick built screen if we made the proportions right.
Sure.
It's just, I think the proportions are what sent it over the edge. But yeah, long-winded answer for you.
No, I loved it. But listen, I think, you know, it was still an admirable job. Obviously, this is like 10 hours, so much stress, like Aubrey was mentioning. All right. So taking us back to last challenge, the Cirque du Soleil challenge, you know, you were looking to redeem yourself with all the motions that happened in the challenge before, you know, like, you were able to accomplish just so many movements in a single challenge. You know, was it something that sort of you wanted to do that many from the start, or was it something you were like, well, I could probably do one more. Talk us through sort of this redemption story and how you came to the final build with all those different movements.
I think we actually, right out of the get-go, we were like, we want our scene to come to life, but not be overbearing of the actual contortionists. So we wanted to be very selective of what the movements were and where we placed them. And we didn't want all this big stuff going crazy. So that's why we put the mermaid up at the top. And we had the seaweed all built to certain heights. So it drew your eye towards the mermaid, not higher or taller than the mermaid. And the windshield wipers just kind of brought you to the sides, to then go, the stingrays to the sides, to then take you up the seaweed. So we were very thoughtful of it. And we knew right out of the gate, like, we want to build a scene, like I said, where it comes to life. It's not just the people moving, but it feels like you're at a Cirque du Soleil show where there's so much going on, but not distracting from the main characters. And with contortionists, there's usually not a lot of contortionists on the act.
Sure.
And so we needed to fill the space with more things than just one or two people moving, in our opinion. So,
We also knew that Sam and Nina had the same contortionist act as we did. So we felt a lot of pressure because obviously they've had the golden brick this whole time. So we're like, okay, it has to be better than theirs.
Sure.
And we also know that, you know, the final act of a, you know, Cirque du Soleil show, from what we've seen, everything's moving. It's, you know, it's obviously a show. And so that was kind of our thought process of like, okay, we have to try to make as many things move as possible, but also we didn't really have a history of our movement working for us. So we were nervous about it, but this time we did the motors first and then we put what we wanted onto the motors and tested it to make sure it wasn't too heavy. So all these little like challenges that we did, we kind of learned the lesson from. And so then on this one, we're like, okay, the one thing we did want to add that we didn't have time was like lights in the back. But from all the motors and the movement and the time, we just weren't able to pull it off. But yep. Still won.
Yeah.
You certainly did. And it was a well-deserved win.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we also saw like a really sweet goodbye between the two of you, like in your In the Moment interview. And, you know, Aubrey, you mentioned that you were proud of him. You know, Ryan, I think you said you're the best. So what did it mean? You know, what has this whole experience meant to the two of you getting to do this as a team? You know, now that you've done the whole, you know, filming, you've seen your journey on the show, you know, what has all this meant to you, or what are you thinking about looking back on the experience?
Obviously, you go first.
You always want me to go first. you know, it's funny because like I got tearful watching the goodbye because you spend so much time obviously doing the challenges, but then you spend a lot of time with all the people off set as well.
Yeah.
And you just come really close with everybody. And so we were extremely sad. I think we were also really shocked, if we were being honest, like comparing it to a camera. We were just shocked that we were being sent home because I'm trying to watch what I say here. Anyways, we were just shocked in the moment. We didn't think we were going to go home over it. But the whole experience has just been so fun. And it was sweet watching it back because I was like, oh my gosh, like all those same emotions come back up. But
sure.
I will admit, like we were ready to go home because by that time we went home, we were already gone 6 weeks. So it's a very long time to be away. And especially from our kids, we have three little ones. So by the time we got sent home, it was like, okay, like we're ready to go anyways.
I would say it was a mix of emotions because the second you leave that room, like you're not going to see anyone from the cast again. You're going home. They're moving on to the next one. And like Aubrey said, you become so close with all these people. And then in an instant, you're like, oh, I've been so close and with them 24 hours a day almost. And now I'm not going to be able to hang out with them anymore. And I'm going home. And so between that paired up with the emotion of Aubrey and I doing our best together, trying to figure this out as we go and just having each other's backs, like both of us having our weaknesses, but building each other up to get in each challenge, next one. It was emotionally difficult, but so it was
and
just a lot of
emotions. Oh, no, go ahead. The prize. I mean, that's the whole reason why we came.
but it was, it was hard because we knew that we were skilled enough to continue, and one faulty mistake just sent us out. You know, even just one challenge more would be so fun to get to and get to. And that's the goal, is each one, you're like, let's just get to the next one, get to the next one. And making one mistake, you then are thinking, okay, should we have picked something that only took, you know, 5 hours to build out of the 10, but made it perfect? You know, you start contemplating in that moment, like, should we have picked something different? Should we have gone simpler? Or, you know, but at the end of the day, we're proud that we challenged ourselves with it and we ate up all 10 hours and we did the best we could. And we had a blast doing it together. It was so much fun. I mean, looking back, you know, the fact that we got through six episodes and challenges, it was such a great experience. So very grateful to do it with my wife.
I love that. And you know, you still have a Cirque du Soleil show to look forward to. I recommend O at the Bellagio. It's a very good one. But congrats on everything you're able to do, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Aubrey and Ryan were such a fun duo on this season, and I really love their playful banter and truly their competitive spirit. And while I figured I'd get a chance to talk to the team that went home this episode, I was worried I wouldn't get my chance to talk to Poppy and Ben, who, as you'll recall from the top of the episode, weren't able to continue on in the competition due to an illness. Thankfully, everything's okay with them, and I was able to break down their time on the show, so here is my interview with Poppy and Ben. Hey, Poppy and Ben. Obviously, I'm so excited to talk to the two of you. Wish it was under different circumstances. I say that for all the exit interviews, but maybe especially for the two of you. But the first thing I have to ask is just, how are the two of you doing? You know, I just want to make sure everyone's okay before we get into anything else.
I mean, health-wise, we're doing great. And we're enjoying our moment in the limelight.
And it's been really fun to watch the show and share that with everybody. I feel like I kind of have a special experience because I get to share it with everybody at school. That's been a lot of fun. All the faculty and all of my friends have been really excited over it. I get pictures from a lot of my friends, you know, as they're watching the episode, sort of like live reactions. And you know, that's a lot of fun to see.
And, you know, so we had the watch party. We had about a lot of people, you know, where Ben works with, and then we've had people come over our house. I even went out and bought a brand new Sony TV because it has a better picture and sound.
Sure.
And yeah, it's been fun. And then there's been like little isolated incidents. So I was with my antique car club. And we went to Floyd, Virginia, which is hours away from Richmond. It's still in Virginia. And they have like a bluegrass festival. So we're driving back. We're in this little town called Rustburg. Never heard of it. Go into this antique store. And the guy sells, not out of date, but out of circulation, Lego sets. So then one of our members said, "Oh, we have a Lego master." They don't know the difference between a Lego participant. And he goes, "Oh, is it Poppy from Richmond?" Because he knew we were. And he went nuts. And he put it all over his social media. And I put it on mine. So just little things like that are just so much fun.
Well, that's amazing. And I'm so glad to hear that you're still enjoying sort of the experience, you know, even knowing how it was a little bit different than I know the two of you wanted it to be.
Yeah,
but
disappointing.
For sure. But you had, honestly, such an amazing showing. And we really got to see a ton of your personality. I learned about the Bernoulli principle. You know, we definitely got a lot from the two of you.
Oh, I made that up. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm curious, you know, we did see also the win from the two of you with the lava challenge. So, you know, talk to us about sort of what it meant to get to do some of these things on the show and to win a challenge like that. You know, we'd love just to hear about your experience.
I think that made us leaving a little easier, because that, I mean, that's what we wanted to do going on the show, was have that, like, at least one win. And so that was really incredible. I think, you know, at that point, after the first two episodes, we kind of found our stride, like working as a team.
We had
a really good sort of system set up, a little bit inspired by like Henry Ford's production line, where we could, you know, put up something that was that big and in just 10 hours. We were both contributing a lot of ideas. I think, you know, we'd worked well as a team since the very first episode, but it was very smooth. And
I don't know. Like, I don't think I maybe expressed it enough at the time. I mean, but it brought chills up my spine. I mean, the fact that we won an episode, you know, Lego Masters, like the best in the world. I mean, it was really, really, and the more I look back on it and see it again, it was incredible.
It is still very surreal.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
It's so intense and so, and I mean, the one thing I think everybody on in our cast says that, so, I mean, we almost felt bad that I felt great that we won, you know, but we felt terrible that Chris and Jordan got killed.
That was I mean, hard
so I mean,
loss.
You know, but during, in the moment when we won, it was amazing. It really was amazing.
Well, and it was very well deserved. Such a great one. So obviously, you know, with the journey cut short in the way it was there something that you wanted to build or have a chance to do or things you know you're good at that you wish you could have showcased, you know, had you been able to continue in the competition?
Yeah, I mean, the cars, the dirt racing, I mean, I'm assuming that's because, you know, we weren't part of it, but from the promos, I was
kind of... It felt really, like that one was made for us.
Yeah, that was made for us.
I wish I'd had a couple more chances to do like architectural kind of builds. Like that's why our volcano one was so much fun. It's because we got to put some of that into it. One of the reasons I brought up the lamp as like something we might have done in that detective episode is I really wanted to do something with like transparent pieces and using that very deliberately to create like very moody lighting effects. I think that would have been cool.
We had our dance floor, but they didn't really hone in.
Yeah, tried to do that with our dance floor, but it didn't come across very well on camera. There were moving lights under it, created a sort of an effect that maybe the cat got to appreciate
really
more than
maybe
anybody at home
for a while.
But yeah, definitely something with the Model A that would have been a lot of fun. We were, you know, starting to think of ideas for what we would have done if we'd been in the finale, and they all kind of revolved around that and family. And I'm glad we got to incorporate some family stories with the synchronized swimmers. My sister was very excited.
Oh man, if she hadn't gotten in, it would have been hell to pay.
I would have never heard the end of it. Yeah.
Amazing. And then, you know, looking at everything, you know, you were able to build so many different interesting builds throughout the season. Was there any of those, you know, like you mentioned, some things that weren't shown enough? Was there any other little detail or other builds that you were really proud of that we didn't get to see or they didn't get to dwell on in the show?
Well, the boat had this beautiful detailing and railing, and it handled great. I mean, you know, the stern was in the water, the bow was up, it turned. And they didn't, and you know, we made a decision, fortunately, like, so, you know, it had water wheels on the side.
Yeah.
And they were very decorative, colorful. It was, the boat was a beautiful build. And fortunately we talked about, we'll just make it look like it's turning. Cause if you tried to have that wheel turn,
apart,
you know? So I wish they'd kind of shown more of you know the boat, and especially the boat in the water, because it did. I mean, we spent a lot of time a brick here, the motors in the back, the bow's gonna, I mean, so we really engineered the boat to float, and it did. And they didn't show it, so.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff from the first episode, you know, from all the teams, I wish there'd been a little bit more time for with that boat. I think that was kind of an important lesson for us in like how much detail to put in. Because, you know, there was a lot of stuff that you can't see on camera at all. And it's a totally different style of building that you have to do on this show versus something that I might have done at home. So I think it was very, very interesting to see how that appeared on camera versus like how it was.
And then, I mean, we did learn, you know, we definitely took the Amy and Jamie seriously. And I think Chris and Jordan, you know, not to mention, I don't think they paid attention enough, you know? So we did exactly you know, if they said, hey, focus on this, you know, early on, we would do that. But I was a little disappointed. Like, so we built the nuclear reactor, which was actually, I actually built that. So I'll take a little credit for it. And then, you know, Jamie or Amy said, well, what doesn't look like it? What's a nuclear reactor look like? And it was the first episode. And I bit my tongue and I wanted to say, doesn't everybody know what a nuclear reactor from 1890s? But I didn't say anything. Now I wish I'd said it because, you know, we got so pretty close with them. But so anyhow, that's that.
Well, all that's really a fun background. So thank you for that. You know, we had to say goodbye to you in this sort of a way, you know, so, you know, now having, you know, been on the show, seen, you know, all, how all the episodes turned out, you know, what does this experience leave you with? And what does it make you want to do next?
Go ahead, Ben.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if I have an immediate answer for that. It's been so cool watching it. And, when you're there and you're so focused on the builds, it's like hard to kind of take yourself out of it.
Sure.
And really appreciate like everybody else's contributions. I think that's been something that's very enjoyable about watching it back is getting to see everybody else's thought process, which was, you know, one of the things that made the Cirque du Soleil challenge really fun.
Yeah.
To work with other teams. But seeing all that, sort of, you know, just being able to witness the fun parts and not not being so like caught up in the stress of getting it done in 10 hours. All the moments that they've included from us have been really, you know, fun to watch back.
I agree completely because like I don't know how like Chris had time to, you know his personality and you know he's sneaking, you know, behind whoever else was Emily or whoever it was doing the same build. And it's amazing. Like I think Ben and I were just so focused on our build that I wasn't quite as cognizant. Of course, I'm 74 years old too, but I don't think I was nearly as cognizant as like some of the other cast members, you know, except of course,
like
during
being on camera,
you know, during the judging, you know, when you can just kind of sit back and,
sure.
and watch the flow, but we were just really, you know, focused on the builds.
Yeah. Watching it back, you get to enjoy just like all of the fun parts. And I think a lot of fun.
Yeah.
As for like what's next, I know that some people are kind of hoping to see us on the next couple of seasons.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen because I have to graduate. I've already kind of postponed my graduation 1 year by doing the last season. So unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But I mean, the Lego stuff is still happening. Poppy and I are still going to be building stuff, posting that on social media. I've got one cool project that I'm doing right now that happened because of Lego Masters. Some of the publicity that went out before the season started. I'm doing a model of the Virginia Executive Mansion,
which
is the house where the governor lives. And
commissioned by the governor.
Commissioned by the governor's estate, not by the governor, which, which makes me feel a little better. Commissioned by his estate, and it's going to be at their like holiday party this year. It's going to be the grand unveiling. That never would have happened if not for Lego Masters. So that's really exciting. And hopefully there are other opportunities like that that are going to come out of this. I have plenty of faith that there will be.
And I'd like to fit a little more Lego into my schedule. I think if we ever do come back, I want to be, I just want to be better, much better builder, having gone through all this and learning a lot pretty quickly.
And I'm genuinely very like excited that Poppy got so into this.
Yeah.
Because you know, there are a couple moments on set. There was one that made it into the show. That was, I think, my favorite moment in the series. And Poppy goes, "Oh, Ben, what did you get me into?"
there were
a couple moments like that were, you know, stressful. But I'm glad that, you know, he has enjoyed it and that you're still working on your helicopter thing that you've been.
You know, the weather's been nice. I'm riding my bike and, you know, doing some things, but I want to try and somehow work Lego, a little more Lego into my schedule.
I love it. Well, just, you know, I'm so sorry that this is kind of how it all turned out, but I'm still so glad to like have gotten introduced to the two of you. What a special pair you are. And just congrats on everything you were able to do, because you really did some amazing stuff.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael, we really enjoyed your coverage.
Yeah.
Thanks. That means so much. Poppy and Ben's time on the show was definitely cut short, but I'm so glad I got to spend even more time with them. And I'm really hoping we'll get to see more from them soon and maybe even a second stint on the show. For our final interview for this jam-packed episode, I was lucky enough to get to sit down with one of season 3's winners, Stacy, who was a special guest on the episode. And as I've gotten to talk to Stacy a few times, it was so great catching up. So here's my interview with Stacy. Hey, Stacy. So good to see you again.
It's so nice to see you.
My question is, you know, just you're back. You know, we had no idea this was coming. What was it like to walk on set without the same sort of newness to it all and to be back in this capacity?
It was amazing. I didn't think I would be walking through those giant brick doors anytime soon. And it was so exciting to get to step back out onto set where I spent so much time building. I think when I was on Lego Masters season 3, I was there for about 7 weeks building. So it was so fun to just get to step back out there and see everyone, to get to give all the hugs. But it was hard not getting to build with the Lego. I'm not going to lie. There's 5 million Lego bricks and I wasn't allowed to touch any of the Lego. That part was a little bit challenging.
Yes, I'm sure. But you also don't have any of the pressure. So that's nice.
That's true. That's true. But I feel like it was a different sort of pressure because they're like, oh, you're a Lego master. You should be able to tell what's Lego and what's real. But the builders this season are just so incredibly talented. It was really hard to guess what was real and what wasn't.
I'm sure. Well, you know, obviously you're coming back in this unique capacity. And we know that each of the judges have something that they like stereotypically look for. Amy, she's looking for the color, for the story. Jamie, it's about the functionality, the technical excellence. You know, as a judge of sorts in this episode, what are you looking for? And what stands out to you when somebody has a strong build on the season?
Oh, like just in general on the season. I think the most important thing for me and the thing that I feel like I brought to the table when I was on Lego Masters is story. I always look for a good story. That's what really brings a build to life for me. And that's always what I gravitate towards and what I latch onto. So if anyone's thinking about being on Lego Masters, I always tell them, I'm like, really think about the stories that you want to tell.
I'd love to understand, is there any behind the scenes stories you can say about your time back on set, you know, whether it was with the staff, the cast, the, you know, our judges, our famous host, Will, any funny stories you can share?
Funny stories. I feel like there was always a funny story. We had a really crazy, wonderful cast for season 3. We got up to all sorts of shenanigans. I'm not going to tell you all of them, but we just had so much fun together. When we weren't building Lego on the show, we were hanging out. We were having fun. We were even doing some of our own little Lego build competitions on the side. It was just so much fun. And oh man, there's so many things I want to tell you, but I know I shouldn't. But no, it was such a blast getting to meet everyone, and just we spent so much time together. We were also filming during probably not quite the height of COVID, but almost. And I think that also brought us really close together because we were the only people that we could hang out with. And so we just really encouraged one another and did a lot of fun builds and hung out all the time. We had a few injuries as well on set. I think we all remember the dog episode running after the collars and crashing the table. That was a really funny moment. And I just remember because I was in high heels and I wanted to get in the action. And I was like, can I kick off my high heels and just like book it? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, all right. So then I had the two brothers behind me and they're like, Stacy, we don't want to trample you. So you just stay still. And so I just like kind of stood there for a second, everyone blew past me. And then I like quickly like scurried along. But we always had so much fun in those like competitive roles of racing for the dog collar, or the dinosaur eggs. And we all, I think, embraced it and had as much fun as possible. So once in a lifetime.
For sure. And what about this season? You know, now you're back in a new capacity. The judges, you know, I know they like to keep their distance, you know, when you're a contestant, but now that you're back, you know, any Will or judging stories that you can share?
You know what? It was such a short time that I was on set. I was actually filming in New York at the time. And so I quickly flew into Atlanta and I think I was there for like 12 or 16 hours.
Wow.
And including sleeping. Like I was there for such a short period of time. So I really tried to make the most out of it once I got to see everybody. I wish I had more time to talk to all the contestants and hear about all the builds and how it's been going. but unfortunately, I had to get back right away. I will say it was funny that they called me Squirrel on set because they really wanted to keep it top secret. They didn't want anyone to know who the special guest was. So when they would be on their walkie-talkies, they'd be like, Squirrel is moving down the hallway. So I was just called Squirrel all day. And I thought that was hilarious. And I think they had no idea that I was coming in to try and spot which items were real and which ones were Lego.
Well, amazing. We can't wait to see you on this episode.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think you guys are going to love this episode. This is one of those challenges that I wish we could have done on Lego Masters. I think it's really cool. I think the fans and the AFALs are going to love it. And you're going to see just how talented these builders are because good luck. Good luck to everyone watching. You're not going to know what's on.
Amazing. Thanks. It's always great to sit down with Stacey. And I just loved how she was really bamboozled by the amazing builders this episode. But as we conclude this jam-packed exit interview, we of course look to the next episode. Just as every week, I'll be back this Saturday to break down episode 7 with another panel of your favorite former LEGO Masters contestants. And if you're enjoying our coverage of the season, be sure to leave us a review and rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as it's just so much help to help others find the show. And be sure to stay tuned because there's still a ton coming for this season. So if you want to follow along with the podcast, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it now. If you want even more LEGO content, be sure to check out my YouTube channel, Talk Bricks, where I cover the LEGO news for the week every Saturday. And you can follow the channel on all social media platforms with the username at Talk Bricks. And if you want to follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook, it's Talk Bricks Masters. And on Twitter, it's TB Masters. Thanks again, and I'll see you guys next time.